Parsha is Parshas Bamidbar, starting a new Sefer, Baruch Hashem. And we are also approaching Shavuos in 1 week's time. And I want to sort of combine both Inyanim together today. There's a Taisus in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez. And the Taisus says, Umitamze anu kairin Bamidbar Sinai, kaidem atzeres. The reason why we lay in this week's parsha right before Atzeres, Kidei Shloi Lahasmech HaKlole Shebechukaisai LaAtzeres, because we don't want to have a smichas between the klolos of last week's parsha. Last week we lay in Bahar Bechukaisai, and Bechukaisai there is the parsha of the Teichacha, the klolos, and we want to sort of make a buffer to separate the klolos to Atzeres. So that's why Chazal arranged, as it was Misakein, these parshas, just so with certain parshas that are put together, and sometimes we separate certain parshas, all in an attempt to make sure that certain parshas don't come too near certain Yom Tovim. Before Rosh Hashanah we do this as well. But before Matan Torah, before the Chag HaShavuos, we lay Parshas Bamidbar before, immediately prior to the Yantif, so that we don't have to have a smichos between any form of klala to our Yantif of Shavuos. Rav Moshe Feinstein adds another reason, besides for Taisa's reason. Taisa's reason is sort of saying, okay, Bamidbar is just a necessary Parsha to be put in to drive a wedge between Bamidbar, between the klolos of last week's parasha and Shavuos. So it's sort of just functioning as a buffer state, as something that is separating. But Rav Moshe says there's also a positive reason for laning Parshas Bamidbar immediately before Shavuos, because there's an inherent, very, very important message in this week's parasha that's really important, especially for us B'nai Torah, to start thinking about and to absorb prior to the Yantif Haba Aleinu L'Tayva. And that is that in Parshas Bamidbar we have the Pikudim. We have the census that's taken of Klal Yisrael. And one thing that we can learn about a census is that every single person counts. It's not we don't look at it as just sort of one large group of people that are lumped together, and there's no singularity, there's no individuality. We just look at it as one body, one massive body of people. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts. He wants every single yid to be accounted for and to recognize that you matter to me. You matter to me. You're not just a number. You're not just a being. You're a person that deserves a distinction of being a single member of Klal Yisrael that is combined in a Klal Yisrael. But every single Yid is very, very important to the greater Knesset Yisrael. Says Rav Moshe that this is an important yisaid for us to go into Shavuos with. Because what a lot of people believe, and sometimes I think we're all guilty of this, maybe at one point in our life or in one form or another, as you're sitting down and you're learning Yevamos, or you're sitting down and learning Chumash or Mishneh Berurah or Shulchan Aruch, many of us have a Yetzer Hara inside of us, and we say, you know what? I like doing things that I'm successful with. I like doing things that I feel like I'm really, really, you know, I could be the top of my game. I could really be a superstar in. And this is something that it's not working. I've been sitting in yeshiva a couple of years, and miyani umani, like what am I contributing to the greater good of the Torah? Just one guy in the Beis Medrash, I'm not the top of my shir. I don't really have, my kashas aren't such great kashas, my terutzim aren't such great terutzim, and what's the point? Let me just hang up my sefer and and just look for things that I'm good at. Look for things that I really can make a lasting contribution. And maybe I'll, you know, try my hand in business, try my hand in a profession, do chesed, I'll join Hatzalah. But learning is not for me. Learning is not something that I feel that I'm really excelling at, and that doesn't matter. Does the fact that I'm learning today and yesterday, does it matter? And the answer is found in this week's parsha. The answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us a resounding yes. Every single Yid matters, and every single Yid's contribution to Torah matters. And if you're learning in any capacity, it could be on a very basic level, or it could be on a very advanced level, everything is chashav and chaviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no word of Torah that we could learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all right, shvach, doesn't work like that. Maybe we look at it that way, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roiv chastai u'b'roiv rachmanusai b'roiv chachmasai has arranged that we have a Musar Shmuz before Shavuos in the form of Parshas Bamidbar, the Pekudim, to teach us that you matter and your Torah matters and that you have your own unique chelek in Torah that nobody else in the universe has. And that's a very, very important thing, and I'm going to repeat it again. You have your very own chelek in Torah that no one else in the universe has. And I don't mean just guys in yeshiva don't have it. I mean, Reb Kiveger didn't have it, and the Ketzais didn't have it, and the Rambam didn't have it, and the Rashba didn't have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for us to be created to give us our own unique chelek in Torah, a chelek that is uniquely ours. And this is what we say in davening, V'sein chalkeinu b'sayir asecha. V'sein chalkeinu b'sayir asecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, give me my chelek in Torah. What does this mean, a chelek in Torah? We each have our own chelek. It doesn't mean just let me learn first Seder well. I mean that too. But we have, believe it or not, we have our own chelek in Torah. We have our own chidushim in Torah. We have our own questions in Torah. We have our own ha'aris in Torah. We have a unique angle in Torah that no one else had. And no one else ever will have. Because it's ours, it's our chelek in Torah. The Pekudim teach us this. The Pekudim teach us that every single Yid matters and counts. And that's not just as a human being, it's not just as a card-carrying member of Klal Yisrael, but it's as a Ben Torah, as somebody that has a chelek in Torah. And if we understand this and we believe it, now we could set our goals very high. Because now we understand that there's a treasure in my backyard and I just have to dig for it and I will find it. If I don't know that there's a treasure and I don't know, maybe there is, maybe there isn't, I'm gonna get pretty disheartened after I'm digging for a day or two and I don't find anything. Who says that there is one in here? But if I'm telling you that there is a treasure in your backyard, I promise you, and I have many sources for it, you just have to unearth it. Now you're going to be motivated, or we should be motivated, to try to dig up that treasure chest, because it's there. It's just a matter of finding it, and it's something that we have to do on our own. We have to find it on our own, we have to dig it up on our own, we have to unearth it on our own, we have to expose it to the world, because it's very important that every chelek in Torah is niskalin, is revealed. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a letter to a very famous Talmud Chacham. His name is Rabbi Avram Elia Kaplan. I don't know if you ever heard of him. I said he was famous. I didn't mean to make you feel bad if you don't know of him, but maybe he's not a household name of Gedolei Yisrael, but he should be. And I always said, I'm not a biographer, but he would be like the number one biography that I would want to write if I was a biographer. I'd have the time and I'd have the skills to write a biography. It would be about Rabbi Avraham Elia Kaplan. He was a fascinating person. He was from Germany, and he was a reshiva in Berlin, and he was a Talmud of Slabodka, As a young man, he already went to Slabodka, and he was very close to the altar. And he was a very creative person. Besides for being a massive Talmud Chacham, he wrote poetry, he wrote songs. One of the songs is a little well known. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Shaka Chama. It's about a Yeshiva Bachar's deep yearning for meaning and for depth in life. It's a beautiful song, it's a beautiful tune. You could look it up. But he was a very unique person. Unfortunately, he was nifter at a young age of 33. His father before him was also nifter at a similar young age, maybe also 33. And he died before he was born. So his name was Avram Eliyahu. He was named after his father because his father was nifter before he was born. So you could tell he had a very sad life. He had a very sad beginning. But despite everything, he was an amazing Talmud Chacham. He ended up being a Rosh Yeshiva in the famous Hildesheimer Rabbinic Seminar in Berlin. And the Chafetz Chaim wrote him a letter. And he says as follows, let me just quote the letter that he wrote. I think what happened was Rabbi Avraham Eliyahu Kaplan wrote to the Chafetz Chaim describing the yeshiva in Germany that he was building and that it was succeeding. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim responded. And the Chafetz Chaim apparently knew his father also, you could tell from the letter. Ikir yiridosei ba'ilam hazehu, the main reason why we come down into this world, b'shvil lahasig chelkai b'atayra. This isn't like an extra credit, a bonus thing that you should do with your life to try to unearth that treasure of your chelik and Taira. Chafetz Chaim writes that this is the ikir yiridasai b'ilam hazeh, the main reason why we're coming down to this world is in order to be masig, to attain our unique chelik and Taira. Kimaimer, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, and like Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai writes in Aves Perak Yimel, Im lamadata Taira harbe, if you learn a lot of Taira, al tachzik taiva la'atzmai, do not pat yourself on the back too much. Ki lekach neitzarta, because this is the reason why you were created. You were created to learn Taira, and you were created to learn a lot of Taira, and to unearth the treasures that you have. Your own chelak haneshama, your neshama has a chelak in Taira. Ube'emes, he writes, kol echad mechuyev liyeis amal batayra lefi kishreinai, shenas nakadosh baruch hu. A person must toil in Taira based on the kisharin, the talents, the skills, the aptitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, meaning if I have a very strong kishrin, I have to learn that much more. If I am a weaker kishrin, I could maybe learn a little bit less. Umishiyesh le kishrin v'yachalies gadol amiti b'tayra v'umis atzel b'zeh yitztarech l'hashiv al zeh l'fnei Hashem yisbarach. He says, if a person has the kishrin, a person is endowed with great talent, and he could be a gadol amiti, he could be a gadol in Taira, but he's misatzel baza, he's lazy, he punts, and he decides, you know what, I'll use my brain to go to medical school, to go to law school, but I don't want to use my brain to my kishrin, my brilliance, my understanding, my depth, in order to be masig my chelik in Taira, he says, but yitztarech lahashiv al zeh lefnei Hashem. Someday we're going to have to answer for that. V'kulanu mevakshim v'sein chalkeinu b'sayir sacha. We all ask v'sein chalkeinu b'sayir sacha. This is a tefillah that we have every day on our lips. Give me my chelik in Taira, ki isa b'kam asfarim hakadosh b'frat b'zayir hakadosh. The Zayir HaKadosh writes, "Ki b'maimed har Sinai, shahayu kol sham kol neshames." By maimed har Sinai, we know that all the neshames were present. Every one of our neshames were present by maimed har Sinai. Nasen haKadosh Baruch Hu l'chol echad chelko b'Taira. To think about this, our neshama was by Matan Taira. Every one of us, every single one of us, and at Matan Taira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doling out to each and every neshama, a chelak in Torah, a unique chelak in Torah. V'chal echad yachal hasig. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, it has to be that we have the way we could attain it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't tease us and fool us and say, you know, you have a chelak in Torah, but, you know, sorry, there's no shovel for you, or there's no, you know, we're not giving it to you. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get it. He gave it to us so that we can attain it, and it's there for the asking. V'chal echad yachal hasig. Now, how do you get it? You have to schwitz. You have to work on it. Nobody likes doing that. We don't like working so hard. We like getting things very easy. But if we would have the ability and the tenacity to have a melus batayra, to really sit down with our Gemara and learn and be shakua and completely drill down to the depth of the sugya as far as we can personally accomplish, which is much more, by the way, than we think we could accomplish. But we use a very, very small, scientists have discovered that the amount of our brain that we use is like literally maybe 2-3%. It's amazing, right? You don't know that. We think, well, I'm using all my brain, I can't anymore. You can. There's so much more, there's so much depth to the human brain and the human heart that we can't even understand. It's just we don't know how to tap into it, or we're not willing to tap into it. But if we would be able to tap into it, we'd be brilliant. We would be brilliant. You know, there's a great story that I saw once from Reb Shimshon Pinkus. And he asks a very basic question. He says, why is it that, you know, you read about these stories, you buy these biographies about Gedolim, and every single gadol, like when they were 13, they finished Shas. When they were 15, they finished Yerushalmi. And when they were 16, they made their 300th siyum on Shulchan Aruch. And you know, kemat every gadol, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Moshe Feinstein, everybody, they were able to like know Shas at such a young age. And then all of a sudden, like the war happened, and we all came to America, or some came to Eretz Yisrael, other places in the world, but you know, let's talk about us. We came to America, and you don't find, you know, people, at least I don't know of many people that finished Shas by 13 years old, 14 years old, finished Shulchan Aruch. And what happened? The war happened, and all of a sudden, like, we dropped like that precipitously. We're still Klal Yisrael. We're grandchildren or great-grandchildren of some of these people that were, you know, that were able to do this, and we're not able to do this. What happened? Like, what exactly took place between, you know, 1939 and 1945, that from then on, but there was pre-World War II when people were Gedolei Olam and they were able to be, and now we have, Baruch Hashem, we have so many people learning Torah around the world, so many Kailim and so many yeshivas and yeshiva katanas and day schools, and Baruch Hashem, I mean, it's exploding the population, but you don't find people, at least not that I know of, that are able to make siyumim at such a young age and master it. What happened? This is what Reb Pinkus asks. And his answer is brilliant. He says, you know what? The truth is that we are making siyumim. There are youth in America that are making siyumim. They're able to chap it. They're able to chap shas. But it's not the same shas that we're talking about. It's a shas of baseball. It's a shas of football. It's a shas of basketball. It's a shas of movies. There are people that are using their brains and they're making siyum, they're messiahim, but it's not shas that we know of, it's the shas that they know of. There are people that literally can memorize stats. I remember when I was a kid, I don't know if people still do this today, but there are people that memorize stats of every single RBI in Major League Baseball history. You could just throw any single guy that ever played Major League Baseball and they will tell you their stats, the amount of their hitting averages and their RBIs and their home runs and their how many World Series they won. Mamish, total recall. So these are Bekiyim and Shas. It's just a different Shas. It's a Shas of baseball. There are people that could do this for hockey. They could do this for movies. You can quote any movie and they'll know any line, they'll know the year the movie was made, who the director was, who the producer was, who the actors were. They know this. We know that there are people that do that, right? So they use their brain. We have the brains. We just don't have the thirst, the desire to use it for Tyra. But don't sell yourself short. Don't think for a second that you don't have the ability to make a siyum on Shas, or you don't have the ability to know Shulchan Aruch, or to know Mishnah Berurah, or to know Chumash Rashi or Rambans. You have the ability. We just don't have the interest, or the time, we never had a person that told us this, that I'm telling you today, that you have the ability. So we always thought, okay, listen, there are people that know things, and there are people like me that I want to know things, but I'm not. It's not going to happen. But the reality is that we all have a chelek in Torah, and I'm not talking to, I'm talking to every single one of us, myself included. We all have a chelek in Torah. Think about that a second. We have a chelek in Torah. It's very possible that we go up to Shemayim Lachamei Vesrim, and they're going to show us a whole shelf of Svarim, and you're going to say, wow, what is that you're showing me? It's very interesting. What is it? It looks like a nice set of Svarim. Well, what is that? That's your set of Svarim. That's your Chelek in Torah. Wait a minute, but this is on Shas, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Chumash. Like, what do you say? This was your Chelek in Torah. You had the ability to nuts this ice, to be able to squeeze this out of yourself. If you tried. Now, I'm not telling this in a nursing home. I'm not telling you this to get you depressed and tell you 3 minutes before you're about to go to the Elam Emes. I'm telling you this at a young age. You're young. And you have the ability still, if you'd start today, if you'd know nothing, if you'd be Rabbi Akiva and Mamish not know the Aleph Beis, you still would have the ability to do this. So don't say, well, now you tell me, Shkayach, where were you in ninth grade? It doesn't matter. You still have plenty of time. You still have it's a long life, Baruch Hashem. Life moves fast, but it's still a very long life. If you have Arichas Yamim Yirtzeh Hashem, and you all will, this is something that you will have time to do. You will have time to accomplish this. But you have a chelek in Torah. It's a very important thing. It's a very personal thing, your chelek in Torah. It's not that sometimes they give a shmooze, and it's like a general concept. We all should be good people. We all should have humility. We should all have derech eretz. We should all have this is something very personal. We all have our chelek in Torah. And if you don't believe me, I'll tell you one of the most famous stories in the yeshiva world, and you'll probably know it already, but you'll listen to it again. And that is the famous story of the Netziv. And the Netziv was a rambunctious child. He was a child that was not excelling as a child in learning. And he, I don't want to start making up stories about it. I don't know the degree of how much zitzfleisch he had in yeshiva, how much he was able to sit and learn, and how much he wasn't. But his parents did not see much bracha coming from the Netziv. And one day, the Netziv was listening, overhearing a conversation with his parents. And and they didn't know that he was listening, but basically the conversation went, that Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, that was his name, he's not excelling in yeshiva. He's causing, he's not doing well. We keep getting calls from the Manal, that he's not exactly, a superstar. And, we're not exactly rushing to the PTA meetings about him. And I think it's time for him to go and get some sort of apprenticeship, get an umnas, which was not uncommon. Many, not everybody stayed in learning. There wasn't like a formal high school back in the day and beis medrash like we have today. Then, you got a basic rudimentary education and then you went to work. He says, maybe, we should send him to an apprentice and maybe he'll be a woodworker, build shtenders, build svarm shanks. Maybe it'll be a shoemaker, make shoes for people. It'll be an erlich yid. It'll be an honest. He'll do a good day's work and make an honest parnasa. Nothing wrong with that. But Tyra is not. It doesn't seem like he's doing well in Tyra. So let's cut our losses. And he'll learn every day. He'll be a good balabas. But let him just go to work. And Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin heard this conversation. went running into his parents' arms and said, "I'm sorry. From now on, I'm going to be an amazing Talmud Chacham. I'm going to be a real Ben Taira. I'm not going to waste time. I'm going to have Zitzfleisch. I'm going to have a Geschmack in learning. Please don't send me to an apprentice. I don't want to be a shoemaker. I don't want to be a wood a carpenter. Not there's anything wrong with it, but I feel that I have in my Sherish and Neshama greatness and Taira ahead of me." And his parents said, "Okay, we'll give you another chance. If that's what you want, we'll go send you another year to yeshiva." And from that moment on, the Netziv just ascended like an airplane, higher and higher, until he literally became the Gadol Hadar. He was the Gadol Hadar. He was a Shiva Volozhin. He was a Bucky in Shas and Paiskim. He was the Manik Yisrael. He was the Gadol Hadar. Resh Kol Bnei HaGadol, the Netziv. And he wrote many Svarim, many very, very famous, very popular Svarim, the Amik Davar and Chumash. He wrote Murei Mesada and Shas. And one of the Svarim that he wrote is the Hamik Shaila on the She'iltis. Sefer She'iltis, Rav Chai Gain, one of the Gainim, and he wrote a commentary on the She'iltis, and it's called Hamik Shaila. And when he made a siyum on this Sefer Hamik Shaila and he printed it, he made a siyum. And at the siyum, he made like a Sudas Mitzvah, because it's a masterpiece of a work, and it's still quoted till today. Everybody uses when you're learning Shultz, you learn it with the Hamik Shaila. And he said the story. He got up and he spoke, and he said about his parents. And he said about, you know, that he was going to be a shoemaker or going to be a carpenter. And he said, "You know, I'm making a siyum here, and it's a real simcha for me because I would have come up to Shamayim, and they would have said, 'Netziv, where is your Hamik Shaila? Where is your chidushim on the shiltis? Is it my chidushim on what? You know, shiltis. I don't know what you're talking about.' He said, 'I could show you my brochure of Stenders if you want to see that. I could show you my shoe catalog, but I don't know what you're talking about. My she'ilta, my what?' He says, 'But now I can go up to Shamayim and say, here's the she'iltas, here's the Hamik Shaila that I was supposed to write, and I wrote it, v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasach, and here it is.'" And I think we all have that. And it's hard to digest a little bit because we don't look at ourselves like that. We don't look at ourselves as people that could publish Svarim, that could write Chidushim, that could really be Talmidei Chacham Mavakim. We don't look at ourselves like that for whatever reason. But the reality is that we could be. And Torah is very different than all other Chachmas. If I'm not good in math, then it's very hard to imagine somebody not being good in math that could end up getting a PhD in mathematics, or that could end up being like a brilliant mathematician. If I'm not good with sciences, I'm not going to probably be a tremendous researcher or genetic scientist or doctor. I just can't. I can't get through this stuff. I can't. What am I supposed to do? I would love to be a doctor. I'd love to be a surgeon, but I can't do it. I'm sorry. When it comes to Torah is different. Torah is very different. Torah is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you siyat d'shmaya, and even if you think your brain is like this, if you daven and you learn with all of your kishrinus and all of your kayaches, like Rabbi Chanan Basman used to say, with all of your kayach and all of your mayach, that doesn't mean that we're all natural Stipler guys and Ramesha Feinsteins, or we're not. Let's face it, we're not. But if we start and we work and we chip away every single day with our unique kayach and our mayach, with using, we can't use somebody else's brain. We each have our own brain to work with, and we have our own kayachas hanefesh. Some of us are weaker, some of us are stronger, some of us are more motivated, more driven, and some of us are less, and all of that's taken into account. But if we're driven people and we want to get that prize of a Sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Siyata D'Shmaya, and it happens every single day. It happens every single day that people are matzliach in their learning, people that you would not believe wrote svarim. People that you would not believe are giving shiurim on a high level are giving shiurim on a high level. People that you would not believe are Rosh Yeshivas are Rosh Yeshivas. It didn't start that way. It didn't always. They didn't have come out, you know, of their mother with a crown on their head saying Rosh Yeshiva of so and so yeshiva. They were regular people like you and me, and some of them were even less than you and me, much less than you and me. And they came and they worked hard, and they were able to matzliach. I'll tell a story also that I said many times. I had a Talmud in yeshiva who was an amazing, amazing, driven young man. He was a Baal Tshuva. He came from a very shvacha background, but he was such a fine young man. He came from a Baal Tshuva yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael for a year or two. But his skills were very, very basic. Very basic skills. I always say, and this is probably, you know, a little bit of an exaggeration, but I don't know if he knew, you know, which side of the page Rashi was and which side Taisus was on in Gemara. Very basic, very, very basic knowledge. But he was driven like a bacher I've never seen before. He came to everything. He was in the splash zone of every chabura and every shir and every vad and every shmuz. He was front and center, and he was lapping it up like somebody that leira ma'iris miyamav, like somebody that never saw the light in his life, and I'm showing him light, or rabbeimer, and he's drinking it up. And steiging, mamish from madrega la madrega. And then he got married. I flew up to Canada for his chasna, married a very nice girl. And then they went to Eretz Yisrael. And then I think I bumped into him once. I was recruiting in Eretz Yisrael. I bumped him down the street. It was so nice to see him. And maybe 7-8 years later, after he left yeshiva, maybe less, I get a package in the mail. And it's, I open it up. And it's a very thick sefer. Very thick sefer. And I didn't know really who it was from. I opened the shahr blat. No, I looked at the haskamas. I just like, it was a very chashuv a sefer on Isser v'Heter, very, very difficult, complicated things. He was basically mechadesh, and he organized it on Isser v'Heter. And he had haskamas from the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, from great, great people, like really the highest level Gedolei Yisrael, Rosh Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And they're describing this person, and the reason why I didn't recognize his name is because I was used to his English name. I didn't know his Hebrew name. I knew it, but I didn't really put it together. And speaking about him, Harava Gain, and you know, and mamash long haskamas, chashuv haskamas. And then I looked in the front, and it was like a beautiful inscription, you know, to my Rebbe, this, that. And like all of a sudden I realized that it's that guy that was in yeshiva that didn't really know Rashi from Taisus, or if he did, very, very basic. And he, within a short amount of time, he would be probably the last guy in the base medrash that I would say is going to be able to stay in learning and be mechadish in learning and put out chidushei Torah that is eligible for haskamas of Gedolei Yisrael. And it was him. And I could show, if you don't trust me, I'll show it to you in the base medrash. It's in my cubby. Hope they don't actually empty my cubby. I really need those cubbies. But maybe I took a little too many cubbies, but I still need them. Whoever's in charge, please don't touch my stuff. But it's in my cubby, and you could see he actually put out since then a few others for him. And I'm just telling you this story because you think it's the Netziv and you're rolling your eyes and it's not negate to me. Rebbe doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know my taibis, my itzar. It doesn't matter. I don't care. If you want it, you can have it. If you want it, you can have it. It's as simple as that. I don't care what your background. You don't have to tell me about what you did in high school, what you did in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody cares. From today on, mikan ulahaba, if you want it, if you're hungry enough, if what I'm saying has appeal to you, if you want to be able to unearth your chelek entire, which we all have, Chavetz Chaim is writing about this, we say it every day in davening, If that's what you want, then it's yours for the asking, and blame no one. Do not come back after, you know, and say, well, my Rebbe, no one ever told me about, I'm telling you right this today. You have the ability to accomplish great things. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to write Svarim, that doesn't have to be your thing. But you can be a Bucky in Shas. If you're a Bucky in baseball, if you're a Bucky in whatever other shtusim you're a Bucky in, you could be a Bucky in Shas as well. It's just the reality. I'm not trying to like wow you. I'm telling you this is the truth. The only problem is that it takes work. Like anything else takes work. You think medical school doesn't take work? It takes 8 years of Schwitzerei medical school. And okay, but then you come out, you're a doctor, you have a parnasa. Okay, I respect that, that's fine. And if you want to do that, that's great. But if don't say that you don't have the ability. If you have the ability to go to medical school, if you have the ability to go to law school, if you have the ability to go to a PsyD program, if you have the ability to be an engineer, you could be a Talmud Chacham as well. It's just a matter of setting your priorities that this is what I want. This is my goal. And if you're going to do it now. Don't waste a day. Start with your Friday morning Seder, which is amazing, by the way. I'm so proud of everyone that's able to stay, and I just come for the donuts, but people are actually there learning. It's amazing. Is that okay? I take a donut once in a while? Okay, thank you. It's amazing. Like this is mamish anasa v'nishma. Like you're just like completely giving yourself to Taira without any extra credit. No cameras in the room. No, just because you want to learn on a Friday. It's unbelievable. That shows that you have the rutzin to be a Talmud Chacham. And if you have the rutzin and you daven, and guess what the best day of the year to daven for this is? Shavuos. The Shlach HaKadosh writes that just like we have Rosh Hashanah for Sefer Chaim and Sefer Mesim on the first day of Tishrei, and we daven like crazy that we should have a good life, and just like we have other Yom Tovim Tu B'Shvat for the Peiros HaIlon, and we have Sukkos for the Mayim, the Yontif of Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah for Taira. It's a Rosh Hashanah that if we sincerely want to have Taira, and we want to be Talmid Chacham, we want to be Ga'inim in Taira, and don't sell yourself short, don't lower the bar, raise the bar, much higher than you could ever expect. You daven on Shavuos in a week, you daven like it's Yom Kippur, and you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the recesses of your heart and your soul that this is what I want, HaKadosh. This is all I want. Achas sha'alti meis Hashem oisa avakesh shifti beveis Hashem klaymei. All I want to do is sit in the basement and learn. That's what I want. And if you daven sincerely and then you actually follow it up with the amelos and the yegiyah that's necessary, and you have that as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I guarantee you that you will see results in Torah that you cannot imagine. You will look back at yourself in the mirror in 5, 6, 7 years, and looking back, you will be a massive Talmud Chacham. I promise you. But it requires davening. It requires being able to have the focus and the drive to do this, and the amelus and the agia. It's hard. This is not an easy thing. This is not a walk in the park. Takes years and years, but not as many years as you'd think. And it takes a lot of energy, a lot of drive, and a lot of chazara, by the way. Chazara is vital. If you're not chazaring, then don't even start. Kala loymed ve'ena chayzer, kizareya ve'ena kaitzer, Chazal tell us. If you're learning, but you're not bothering to chazar, it's like you're planting seeds, and you have a beautiful big corn, you know, miles and miles, acres and acres of corn. After you planted and invested, and now you're just like saying, you know what, I'm not going to pick this thing. I'm too tired. I'm too lazy to pick this. Why do I have to pick this? I mean, the whole point was to pick it. You're learning a whole year of Yevamos, and you didn't chazer. It's going to be gone. You know that it's going to be gone. I mean, it's not rocket science. We know that we don't chazer. You don't know it. So what's the point? So you have to learn. You have to chazer. Learn and chazer and chazer and chazer and chazer. And learn and chazer. Daven and daven and daven, and you will be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. That's the only I've seen. Nara Yisi v'Gamza Kanti. I'm not the oldest guy in the world, but I'm in the middle, okay. And I've seen life, and I've seen a lot of life, and I have a lot of friends, and I've seen their trajectories of life. So I have a little bit of Nemanus, And I know that the people that I know, my friends, and my chaver, and my yedidim from yeshiva, that were matzliach, followed this recipe, and it worked every time. But many people don't make it. They just like, I can't, and I'm not. It's not for me. I'm not a tamucha, I'm not a rabbi, I'm not, you know, so they don't do it, and then they just, and they could be very fine balabatim, and that's amazing also. This is not to put down anyone else, but I'm just telling you, because I know that I'm speaking right now to the, you know, to the A-list of yeshiva. If you're here on Friday for the shmuz, that means that you have a ratzin to be a ben taira. It means you have a ratzin to be a talmud chacham. So I'm not speaking to the hamayna. I'm not speaking to 250 quote-unquote guys in Lander College. I'm talking to the spitz of the spitz, and I'm telling you what you probably know already, but in case you don't, it's good to have a reminder that this is what you could accomplish if you set your mind and your heart to it, and you will accomplish it. And Shavuos is no better time to give the Shavuos than a few days before Shavuos. And remember what I'm saying, come into Shavuos. This is what you should daven for. Daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I want. I want my chelek in Torah. I want to be a Talmud Chacham. I want to be a Yerush Shamayim. I want to be a Mushlam in my Avaida. And this is my Yom Kippur. This is my Yom Kippur. Other people's Yom Kippur, they're davening for Parnassah, and that's great. And we're also davening for Parnassah, and for Chaim, and for all those good things. But my Rosh Hashanah is today. This is my Rosh Hashanah. My Rosh Hashanah for Torah is today. And from Ma'ariv to Shacharis to Musaf to Hallel, daven like it's your last day. Or it's like your first day. Because it's going to be the first day of the rest of your life, of your trajectory and being a Talmud Chacham Muvok, and people will not even recognize you. He put out a sefer, he's giving a shir, he's a Rosh Hashiva, he's a Magid Shir. Wow! I knew him from high school. The guy couldn't even. Who cares? It's irrelevant. Nobody cares. You have the ability and the capacity to do anything that you want when it comes to Torah. I can't guarantee the same thing for math and for science and for medical school, for dental school. I can't guarantee. But I can guarantee it for Torah because, first of all the Sfarim say this, and I saw it with my own eyes. And I saw it with my own Talmidim. The people that wanted it the most were amazing. The biggest Talmid Chachamim in Lakewood, the biggest Talmid Chachamim in the Mir in Eretz Yisrael, and in Kailim around the world are Lander guys that wanted this so badly until they succeeded. My bracha to you is that v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, you should have a beautiful Shavuos, but not to eat cheesecake. You have to roll up your sleeves on Shavuos and daven and cry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you the siyata d'shmaya to accomplish your singular mission in life. The main reason why you came down here, and that is to attain your chelek in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me at Har Sinai my chelek in Torah, reveal it to me. I will do my part. I will have Amelus, and I will have Yegi, and I will have Yerushamayim. But then I expect you to do your part, and to show me it, and to allow me to feel the nachas ruach, and the success day by day as I'm steiging more and more, until I become that great Gadol B'Yisrael that I was destined to be.